are.
Happy New Year. Welcome back. Take it like a fan.
Happy New Year.
Yo, we're really back.
And don't worry about what I do over here, dog.
We were on vacation for a few weeks, huh?
Don't worry about
holiday break.
How'd you guys do? What'd you guys do?
Pitting out the palace.
How was Christmas?
What did I not do, man? I became a fucking couch over break, man.
A couch? Everybody sat on you?
Man, practically. I was asleep a lot of times. Got the vid. Beat that shit. It's like a 2-day cold.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
Chip?
Oh, man. Christmas was good. North Carolina, bro.
Yeah?
North Carolina for New Year's.
ATL.
No, ATL.
New England.
No, ATL.
You didn't have to drive through Atlanta?
I did not drive through Atlanta.
You didn't have to.
Did you fly?
I go up the other coast, bro.
Did you go to come down?
Did you go to
75?
I do a 301 from I-10. 301
through 75 and say hi to Matt Ryan.
Here we go
from fucking Gainesville. Hey, Matt. All right, no, dude, it was good holidays. I hope you guys had a good New Year's.
Yep, man. Everything's good, ready to rock and roll.
Everybody's alive in here, so I guess it was okay.
Bought some cool fireworks.
I'm in the land of fireworks.
Not impressed.
North Carolina, South Carolina, and I didn't even think to stop.
Yeah, really? that is the state of fireworks. Yeah.
Fireworks just piss me off with the dog and everything. I mean, after New Year's is up, it's like after midnight, it's going on 1 o'clock, and they're still lighting fireworks, and the dog's yapping, and I can't sleep.
That's an hour after it's New Year's.
These fucking Reds, man. I don't know what to say.
That's when you give them some of the CBD doggy treats.
Yeah.
Put you right to sleep.
Yeah.
Turn
Talk
on
to
the
you
TV,
by
bro.
Our proud sponsors
wonders.
That.
Yeah.
We don't have a sponsor.
Yeah, we need
so.
A sponsor.
We need sponsors for that.
Yep. So you could have got CBD doggy treats.
Pitting up the palace.
They do have those, don't they? Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Chip is infatuated with that new rapper that's out.
What? Yeah. Oh. AB.
The Gremlin?
AB.
The Super Gremlin,
I've never
bro.
Even
He's
heard
Super
of this
Gremlin.
Rapper.
What does that even mean?
So
what?
Kodak,
what does Super Gremlin even mean?
Kodak Black, a rapper from Florida, from Broward County,
yeah.
He just dropped a song called that.
Okay.
And that's.
So the lyrics, I need to hear the lyrics or read the lyrics in order to understand.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with quitting in the middle of a game.
I like when I sent you guys the song earlier. And you're like a minute 54.
Yeah.
It's almost like he quit halfway through the song.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
He did stop playing.
He should have definitely made it a little bit longer.
So which do you believe? Before we get off into everything else here, like my FanDuel championship and all that stuff.
Wow.
Which side are you on? Are you on the side
what,
of
what?
He said?
Hold on. What fucking side is
what,
this?
Yeah, what side is there?
You're really saying there's an AB side?
No, I'm saying AB does have a side.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he's not entitled to a side.
No,
fuck that.
No,
nope. Are you trying to lose another championship?
No.
Well, then you need to get him out. You can't.
No. You're misunderstood. You see,
what?
This is the problem, Katie.
What you
said?
You don't
let me finish the question,
Katie.
AB,
don't bring Katie into this.
You said AB gets a side.
I'm saying AB has stated. I said, I'm taking myself out of the game because I don't feel right. I don't feel good. My ankle hurts, whatever it was.
So why didn't you go talk to a trainer?
Well, no, that's what he's saying. He said he had an argument with the coaches about not going in because he said he didn't feel right.
He should have went to the tent.
Yeah, and then the coaches said, well, if you're not going to go in when we tell you, then get out. And he took that as, okay, fine, and started ripping off stuff through. Now, that's his side. Of course, the Bucks and BA and most of the interviews you see of the players are saying stuff like, I mean, yeah, there was the debate of
Mike
him
tried
taking
to stop
himself
him.
Out of the game.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do it the way he did it.
I agree with that 100%.
That's on him. Regardless what Bruce Arians and him discussed about when the game was going on is between them two. But the way he left the field, there's no excuse for that. And that was the time bomb.
Yeah.
It sucks to say. It was embarrassing for our team,
and
to be honest with you.
He did say something about the media giving him the hard time because he presented a fake vaccination card.
I heard that someone tweeted.
It's not even that. There's a list of this guy's problems in the past. So it's not like this is a new thing.
Do you think he's literally got – I mean, seriously, on a serious note, do you think he's literally – dealing with that, like CT,
there's no telling if that's who he really. There's no telling.
He should definitely.
No.
He's why he was right
get checked out.
Bucks.
On his behalf to make himself look like a better. He made a better decision for himself. He should go get mentally checked out for CT. He should do some sort of testing and say, hey, whatever. I'm gonna get just to clear his name out.
When you think he's already been tested.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think that would be a requirement by both the Patriots and the Bucs?
Have you seen his rap sheet in the past 4 years?
No, I haven't really looked at it.
Let's pull it up. Okay. Let's pull it up and discuss his rap sheet after the past 4 years.
Someone said that AB asked on the sideline, he goes, where did the Jets play again? And it was like going right after halftime or going into halftime. Someone goes out, New Jersey's. And he goes, oh, shit, I forgot mine in the locker. I'm out. And that's why he left.
Brown has no known criminal record, and there are no other charges pending against him in Florida and other states.
No. You got to look at his rap sheet. Hold on.
Felony.
Okay, here we go. No, I got felony burglary. Antonio Brown timeline last 3 years. December 18th, deactivated from Steelers. Let's go through it really quick. February 19th, meet with Steelers. Both sides agreed to move on. And let's take a, where is it? Signs with the Raiders and released by the Raiders.
Signed with Patriots.
With the helmet grievances. I mean, he went to the Patriots, played one game with the Patriots, gone with the Patriots, released by the Patriots. Then he's a felony burglary. Brown suspended for 8 games for multiple violations of NFL's personal conduct policy. I mean, it sounds like a fucking hoodlum.
I'm sorry,
dude. Man. It is. And then you had the violation with the COVID card already this year, and then you do this antic at the Jets Stadium on that's just, come on, man. That's a slap in the face of the organization.
Yep.
It's funny, really.
A slap in the face.
There's kids that look up to these sports players, man. It's embarrassing as a franchise.
Good. At the end of the day, you don't have that kind of attitude, and we signed him knowing that could happen, and he made the worst example out of that.
So right now, as of yet, we have not released him.
No, and you know what? We're not going to, because if we do release him, that means another team can pick him up and sign him. He can play and make money.
What team? What?
His talent's too raw. Look what we did to sign him.
It doesn't matter. Randy Moss called it. That's right. And so did Booger McFarland, if you watched the countdown. They were saying before his talent outweighed all the issues. So the Bucs, the Patriots, they all took a look at him and at least tried. Mm-hmm. Now, his talent... Allen ain't weighing his issues anymore. Now he's quit on his teammates, which is something you never fucking do.
This is the NFL, and I promise you, if they did release him before the playoffs, he would be picked up by one of these teams.
And he'd Cowboys be one of the just most lost hated Michael Gallup. In the locker
Pat
room.
Mahomes needs a wide receiver. It doesn't matter. You got 3-4 games to win. You can manage 3 or 4 games with this guy. He brings you a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can.
He's a number one wide receiver when he's on the field and he's in the game. You can't deny that at any point in time he could fall out halfway.
Now he can fall out halfway through.
We've seen that, but at the same sense, new team, new vibe. He's going to get you like he did last year. He was quiet last year. I agree with Randy Moss
and Booger McFarland when they said, "Nope, now he's created. Now he's the ultimate sin has happened. He quit on his teammates."
I understand that.
So are we not going to play him or what?
No, we're not. Okay. We're going to give him the Keyshawn Johnson treatment. Remember when Keyshawn Johnson had his little tantrum?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was having a rough time, though. I think Keyshawn Johnson was going through a divorce. He lost, like, half of his shit.
These things happen.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Do you bring that shit to the office?
Can't bring it to the office.
That's another thing they said on the countdown.
Hey, Joel, see you later. Take your shirt off and walk out.
We don't care what you do for the rest of the week, but for the next 3 hours, we don't give a shit.
Exactly. Your boss asks you to do something. You don't do something. You get out. You go home for the day. You leave in a proper manner. He didn't do that.
The memes have been great on this thing.
Oh, the cheerleader outfit.
The one you sent with the guy hanging off the plane. It's fucking awesome.
There's been so many great ones.
So, in other ways, since we're on that fact of that game, what about that game? Can we talk about that game?
Fucking, hey, we got 3 games to talk about that we've missed here, but I'm telling you, that one was the bad one. That was bad.
Was it bad or was it resilient?
That was bad.
That was Brady's put him right where there where he wanted.
Dude, they scored 14 points on their first two possessions.
First drive was down there to score.
You know what's crazy? This is a true story. I forgot the Bucs. I wasn't even paying attention. I knew this kid Berrios had been getting all these touchdowns, right? I had him in my FanDuel the day of the Bucs Jets game until I looked over it and I was like, oh shit, I picked the fucking player against the Bucs, bro, and he got booted.
Anyways.
Yeah.
No one believes me when I say this shit, but I'm literally telling you the truth.
That's like saying, hey, I donated $5 to the local dog shelter. Look at me.
Oh, this is so bad.
I'm just kidding, man. But yeah, I guess. Nobody's ever gonna see, but nobody's gonna deny it.
I knew he was going to play.
Why?
I mean, come on, dude. Pit, not the palace.
It's not even funny.
I don't even know what that means. So that means... I'm from the pit, not the palace. I guess I mean I came up in fucking...
Pittsburgh? You're a Steelers fan. No. Big Steelers fan.
Big Steelers
fan. All right, so Bucks Jets. Not impressed going with one game left and going in. But I tell you what, I bet you Brady plays a lot more than expected in the next game just because he's got to get some play time with these damn receivers.
Give me a number out of 10, man.
What?
For the game.
Oh, six.
Six, yeah.
Six last game?
Yeah.
I give him a seven.
Really? I'll give him a seven on the Panthers game.
They came back and battled and won. Yeah, they only let them score what? They scored 3 points in the second half?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I would have said.
It doesn't matter. If the Jets played good that day. Those are the types of games that you just
– Yeah,
just
but you play like that against some of these teams that we'll be seeing in the playoffs.
Bro, we play
that against the Packers.
We played to the level
of our competition.
The Jets did that too. Tennessee and took them into overtime and beat Tennessee. Where's Tennessee in the AFC?
And for 2022, Taylor Henry is going to live in the reality of things.
What's that?
This whole thing that you guys talk about, well, I mean, this and the Jets did this and this. And we all know it's any given Sunday. We sucked ass against the Jets, bro. That was ugly for three quarters.
For 3 quarters?
I know. So you're jumping up to a 7 because of 1 quarter?
What quarter matters the most? the one with the final whistle. Bang.
What I'm saying is if we would have played like that against the Packers for the first 3 quarters, the score would have been 100-2.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know
that. Okay. All right. The Jets ran on our defense, the number one pass,
look
or number
who we
one
were
rush
missing.
Defense.
Two of our ends and Levante
I understand.
David.
But, dude, we have a pretty deep depth chart.
Not when you can bounce it to the outside.
Yeah. And that's
JPP and Shaq Barrett contain the outside. VSU clog up the middle. That's why you can't run the ball. When those guys are missing, you have your flaws.
We still had our rook, number 9
it's
out there,
bro. It's
not
the same, man. You're replacing great players with okay players. Mm-hmm. It's a presence known on the field.
Well, yeah. Goldston was still around. I'm not saying they did a bad job.
They let Zach Wilson roll around. When they had to step up, they stepped up. But it's just not the same when you don't have
those guys.
How many
times did we sack him?
I honestly,
a couple times.
Yeah. I honestly think the stakes were bigger for the Jets. And, like, their coach had them fired up, and they had a good game plan. They pulled out
a lot
of trickery.
They had nothing to lose. Yeah, they did a lot. They did a lot of little sweeps.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. That was the first time the Bucs ever won in New Jersey against the Jets in that stadium. They won when they played the Giants.
So let's knock them down a little bit more, Chip.
So
I'm just saying, bro. If we go like that against they project us against San Francisco.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
If we played San Francisco like that, that could be ugly.
Yeah, not at home. That won't happen at home.
Listen, okay, let's
– It was just a lot of points that were given up really quickly.
And it really put
me in a different mindset, and that's why I'm at like a 7,
it's,
I guess.
It's a week-to-week game.
Let's rewind it. Let's go. The game's over. The Bucks win 28-24, right?
Okay.
Let's say the Bucks come out hot and they put up their 28 points in the first half.
Okay.
And the Jets put up their 24 throughout the game. And the game's over, right?
Okay.
On paper, that game looks like the Bucks just put up 28 and the Jets had shit time and won. It came back and tried to win at the end of the game. So what difference does it make if they scored their first two drives, the Jets, they scored on their first two drives. And the Bucks were slow.
I have this
back.
To say first.
It's just mindset.
You
man,
are
for me
a very loyal fan. Very loyal.
I just don't think it
the
was...
way you interpret situations expresses how loyal you are.
Yeah, I got so disappointed so early.
I was not
so
disappointed.
Worried. I almost soiled
but
myself.
It
man.
Could be a what if on either side. Same what if as I'm saying the opposite.
I thought the game was pretty close.
What if that was San Fran? What if that was Green Bay?
But
what
it wasn't
if,
like they put up the 24 points and we didn't put up nothing. It was 7-0, 7-7, 14-10, you know, 21-10.
It's the Jets. That's why it scares me.
I mean,
what did you feel that said for our defense, though, in the first half, though?
The fact that they ran like they did against them hurts.
Right?
Yeah. Exposure.
I don't think they were ready. I don't think because usually they had the mindset.
We didn't look coached. We didn't look coached.
Yeah, I mean, but
there was no packages. There was no special designs.
They had the mindset that they were going to have to chase around. Yeah, chase around Zach Wilson. They're going to try to throw the ball because they know they
their
can't
whole
run.
Team is little short, little quick shits. I mean, you
yeah,
should,
but that's the
all
thing
on
is
film.
You can't over pursue on that because then you're going to let up that big play.
That so kid
them,
Michael Carter is good.
Them kind of QBs owning them. I mean, yeah, you're going to let stuff to the outside, but you just can't let that big. They didn't have like a big play. They just kind of moved the ball down the
field. Yeah, gradually.
It's just you got it. You got bend but don't break kind of.
Yeah, without Crowder, they really don't have that deep.
They played. They definitely played more impressive than we should have played. Yeah, you're right. Yes. We should have won 35-3. Yeah,
but that's
I
the thing.
Agree.
It's still an NFL team, and everybody looks at this like, "Oh, the Bucs should blow this team out every
time." I'm just
time,
saying. You
week.
Watch teams like New England blew
dude
out
the Rams
and look at the, Atlanta. Look at what New England's also done.
Look at the
also
yeah.
been hoed up before.
Look at the Rams. They almost lost. They came back with 1 minute left and got.
I
a
was
touchdown.
Just looking to
dude,
see
did
less
you guys
points
see
on the board.
T.J. Watt's performance. I think
Miami
that got 4 sacks himself.
He's got like 21 and a half this year.
Holy shit, bro! He's one away from Strahan.
First player to get 21 and a half sack seasons.
Did anyone get close on that score?
Terry
I mean,
Bradshaw
I just didn't see that
ben
coming
Roethlisberger.
With the Jets and in the Bucs. I mean, do we even get like?
I
oh, we gotta go. Yeah, we have to go over a pick.
I didn't.
Yeah, what
I didn't,
was that, man?
I didn't watch Terry's career.
I'm sure Chip after them in the
I don't
computer
know.
After
I don't,
he sent them all.
I don't know if
altered,
you have.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know if you have.
I have. I've seen a lot of highlights.
I haven't even really watched highlights of Terry Bradshaw. I just know him. He was a Steeler quarterback. Yeah. Whatever. Won 4 rings. Cool. Whatever. I would say Big Ben just because I've seen him.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to watch some of his highlights and stat reels and all that, but.
Fair enough.
Cordell Stewart.
Jerome Bettis.
You know that his wife was on, like, that Housewives show or something like that, Cordell Stewart? And then,
really?
I think he divorced her when she was on the show.
I know Scottie Pippen's wife was on that or something like that, too.
Oh, the girl that's, like,
Scottie
dating
bitch
all
Pippen.
The young NBA players all the time, Larsa Pippen or whatever.
Scottie bitch Pippen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Larsa Pippen goes out and does Scottie, and then old Steph Curry's mom divorces his dad and starts dating all these young cats and bring them to the game. And
that's what's up.
Yeah, how would that make you feel?
I mean, his dad's probably doing the same thing.
Remember that about,
you go, boy.
That's how it made him feel right there.
I wonder if Zach Wilson ever got control of his mom either. I remember that whole being a story.
Bravo.
All right. Pitting at the Palace. All right. So, how about the Panthers game? 4, I gave that one a 7.
Panthers game.
Him and AB lit it up. Gronk shit the bed.
I think the Panthers game, I'm definitely going to give them an 8.5.
Yeah, you're up
there. Defense in it.
Defense
let up
was
a
good.
Touchdown.
Yeah, right around
Whitehead
there.
Played out of his mind.
And we retired the shit out of Cam Newton, too.
Yeah.
Gravediggers.
Yeah, Gravediggers.
Don't you ever forget Gravediggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
How about you over there? Do you remember that far back?
I don't, man.
I mean, it's vaguely hard to remember that game if you guys don't like know every play that happened. There's no way you guys can recall what happened the second play of the third quarter.
Yeah, that's when White
run.
No.
It was a run.
You
can't remember that from this past week.
It was a false start.
So who are we getting back? I know we're not getting Godwin back.
He said it was
back.
A false start.
Godwin's done.
Levante will be ready.
Gio might be coming back.
Levante will be ready.
Won't be coming back till the playoffs. There's no sense.
They said they're very optimistic.
Yeah, they're not gonna play any of those guys right now.
Well, they got to play Brady and these young receivers a little bit.
I honestly think.
Cyril?
Cyril will play. Perriman will play.
Where did Cyril Grissom? Where did Cyril Grissom play college football?
Where did what? I'm sorry.
Where did he play college football?
Who?
Grayson.
Yeah, get the name right if you're going to challenge me. And first off, he didn't play college football.
Really?
No, he didn't.
Why
he was
didn't
track
he
and field. So, stop. All don't right. toy with me.
Okay.
All I did this break is read up on Bucks trivia. I'm ready.
Bucks trivia.
Just wiped out one of your questions.
So, yeah, no, but he's got to get some time in with the young receivers. He's got to. At least one half.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Mike gets his 50 yards, whatever he needs.
50 yards and gets out of the game.
Is that what it is for him? 50
yards?
51
yards, yeah.
It's something that it might
and
be.
He missed a game this year, too, so these people can't come out and say, oh, it took him 17 games.
Yeah.
He's only played 15 so far.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think he might play a half. The main starters, your offensive line.
It's the last tune-up. This is the last go. This is the last week of the season before it's the
There's
season.
Four teams that are striving
AB
for those
thinks
spots.
It's preseason still. He only played one half
that's
and
what,
left.
That's what it was. He thought he was out.
Yeah.
Nope, it's the Colts And the Chargers, the Eagles, and the 49ers are the four teams that are vying.
The Saints are still in it, too.
Yeah, that's if these – but these teams have the stronghold right now.
The
yeah.
weirder one is –
and they won't lose it if they win.
The weirder one is Jacksonville beats the Colts and the Chargers.
Yeah, somebody else ties or
Chargers
something.
And the Raiders, if they tie, they end the game in the tie, they both make the playoffs and the Colts get out.
Yeah.
And the Colts haven't beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville since 2014.
This morning I heard that. You must have had ESPN
Go Jags.
This morning. All right. Well, we're going to see. No, why? Go Jags.
I don't know. Why not?
I think that kid Taylor deserves to go to the playoffs.
I think they'll get in there. I think that Raiders game was a big game for John Madden, the late great passing of John Madden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another thing that bothered me about AB doing that. We're celebrating Jay Madden, and you're fucking out here doing stupid shit.
Jay Madden?
Yeah, dude.
Nobody.
John Madden.
Nobody calls him Jay Madden.
Dude, they grew up together.
Jim does. I mean, that's his boy right there.
Yeah, Jay Madden, bro.
Yeah, it was 83. You guys grew up together?
Yeah.
Huh?
83.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 76.
That would make you 76.
Pitting up the palace.
I'm gonna get you an AB shirt.
And that's crazy. You think guys would have went up and above and beyond for this week for John Madden? Did you guys watch the special on John Madden?
I haven't seen it yet.
It was good. It was good.
It was very good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, AB stunt was wild on John Madden weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong, bro. It's all wrong. What else you guys want to talk about? Or you want to go? Do you want to go ahead and talk about FanDuel? No, I have not uploaded all of our picks, but I'll tell you right now, I'm still on the lead. Obviously.
Oh, that get out of here, baloney!
Baloney.
Well, the best part is now there's you guys can't say I cheated because you sent me the picks and the picks are in a text, which means
they're in a text. So you mean with all this time you couldn't find at least 5 minutes to take those texts and put them in your computer?
I'll be doing it and I'll send you guys the update. But don't worry, I'm still gonna be in the lead because
I still have the text. I'm not gonna see these points.
Don't worry, man.
Dude, you were only like eight.
I was only what?
Eight wins ahead.
Yeah,
of
but
me.
We all kind of pick the same teams every time.
Yeah, but no.
Two of the weeks, me and him only have one
man.
Team separate.
Dude, you.
Dog was closest. I think you picked 40.
I picked a
49, I think.
I picked a straight week where I had one lost.
Dude,
I think you did good,
what
man.
What world are you living in?
What do you mean, like
it? Never happened.
What do you mean?
It never happened.
Yeah, it did. In my work.
All right, here's the fan duel. Oh, in my work. Here we go. Something we don't get to see. 2055 to second place, 1995. I believe 2055 is more than 1995.
There's an asterisk by that, though.
I think 2055 is more than 1995,
correct?
There's
an asterisk by that number.
And then I know it's more than 1992, and I know it's also bigger than 1993 or 1933.
But there's an asterisk by my number.
Dude, stop with that. There's one next to mine, too, because I let some kid
help
me pick mine.
So what? You're up by 60 points?
I won
points.
On Sunday.
I'm up by 60 points going into the final week.
60 points with a week more
no,
as a
it's
play.
Not the final week.
Yes, it is.
No, because
it doesn't go
play.
Through the
play. Yes, it
does.
It
no,
we
it
did it last year.
It doesn't go. We did it. We can do it again, too, but this one goes for the season. It's a season.
No, don't tell me you win after this last game if it's a man.
I do.
I think it's winner take all, whoever wins this one.
It's winner take all.
He's cutting the damn thing short, isn't he? He cut us short. No playoffs?
No, you do another one for the playoffs.
You do another one. I gotcha.
I don't even know if I want to the way this season's gone.
Yeah, because you're a loser.
You'll probably have somebody else steal.
And then when I beat you guys by like 40 or 50 points this week, and then I beat you by 100, and then you can sit and say, oh, I guess my week that I missed doesn't matter.
Dude, you put up 70 points last week.
What if I put up 130 next? 150?
I'm putting up 100.
What if I put one?
I put up 130
dude,
every week.
Let's ask this. Who has the highest score, too? Of all weeks. Me.
By 1 point.
But let's
but
ask.
It's higher, dog. Is
so,
the problem you have with
so
this.
So, Bo, can you help me out on this on Sunday? I scored a 115 and Chip scored an 88. Is that good?
He's not 90.
Is that about a 25
I don't
point
know. Let's find out
right
where
there?
You are
yeah,
on the whole
but was
grand
that a 25 point
yeah,
deficit?
Was,
I mean.
That was pretty bad.
But you're at 1933, and I'm at 2055.
I'm just talking about last week. I'm just trying to get through last
well,
week
don't
before
worry,
we go to like the cumulative.
My guy, dog,
I mean,
the Starbucks gift card, like I promised you, with my winnings. Remember, I told you, you took care of me on the one episode. But if you want to backtrack now and start keeping going with these guys, I can take it away just as easily.
I'm just saying you're up by what 60 points from me.
No, I'm up by I'm up by 63 points, 60 by him. He's only you're only. 3-point differential between.
But
you
what
two.
I'm saying though, if
I have 17 weeks of play or 16 weeks of play though,
if I put up 160 this week and you put up,
you didn't put up 160.
If I put up 160 this week, because I've done it before, I put up 160.
Yeah, and I bomb and only put up 80.
Yeah.
You did that. Over. You just
Dick
did that.
Swinging.
Yeah. But, hey. But here's the best part.
You just did that.
I'm
man.
Also the guy could sit and say, what if I bust out my 173 like I did the week you got 172?
Well, I want, okay, listen. I'm 60 points down. I shit the bed 2 weeks that I know that I had like a low 75.
If anybody
points.
Beats me next week and we're not friends anymore. So there it is. But I want you guys to all pick like third string and wide receivers.
You've made it seem like we just were gonna get smoked this whole year. Like it was,
but you are getting smoked.
And we didn't. I missed an entire.
I still have
week.
A shot.
An entire
you
week.
You all
and
have
I'm
a
only
shot.
Down
you
by
had a
60?
Shot this past week. You were all. He only had me by four. I only had him by 48 points going to the weekend. Now I by more because you want to know why? Because I finished with more points than he did.
Yeah, but that's sad because I'm a week less.
No, seriously. So am
that's
I too.
Sad.
And I'm
that's
only
really
60
sad.
Points away from you, right? I mean, he's
well,
not even
let's
like
see what you are.
This
no, let's
not.
See what you are.
But you're not even
the
acknowledging
end of this next weekend.
But you're not even acknowledging it's taking you an extra game
oh, well,
of points
me,
to
let
get
it really,
there.
Let me
it
acknowledge
really
it.
It really has.
Really
let
has.
Me acknowledge it. Let me
pull
acknowledge
the game
it.
Out.
That's
pull
the
that game
line.
Out.
Let
and
me
we're
acknowledge
in the lead.
It. Just so we're all clear, he scored the lowest out of any possible. Week he scored the lowest score, lower
matter.
Than anybody's same point
that
time.
For me
matter.
To still be
you,
that high is
you
good.
Could go into next weekend and shit the bed.
Bo, you're in first.
Hell,
I'm in second. Chips in third and dogs in fourth. That is the real fucking lineup
like
right now.
That's
that
the
is
real
it.
Lineup.
It is Bo,
dog,
Shorty P.
Say about that?
It's then Chip Biden and then dog. You're bullshitting us, man.
So now dog's in fourth?
You've been in fourth, haven't you?
No, you're in fourth, dude.
Dude, I'm talking if we pull that yeah. game out. So I guess you are in fourth then,
no,
Chip. You're
you,
dead last, man.
I'm done with you, bro.
I think we should at least get an average of our points for
Bo
that.
Bo Shorty
week.
P, dog, Chip Biden. That's it.
An average of
that's
our points.
That's the lineup. That's
you
it.
You add up all my points, you take the average, and you add that to my score, and that's my score.
It just bothers the shit out of you. Why aren't you saying
we
this
missed
to Dog?
A game,
he didn't miss
Bo.
A week.
That's all I'm saying.
We missed an
he didn't miss a week,
week.
And you're already beating him.
That's why he's in fourth.
Bo, we won
so,
this miss.
So why, are, so why aren't you this. Beating him up saying, bro,
because
I've missed a week.
You're,
and I'm already
you're,
beating
if he
you.
Was in the lead, I'd be telling him that. But he's not in the lead. I've already surpassed him.
You're beating,
being down a week.
You're beating me by 3 points.
Doesn't matter.
According to Chip, doesn't matter. It should be like 133 because that's his average.
It would be more if I had that other week.
That's no, how do you know?
Let's go with the win loss average.
What if you would pick
average?
Players that six of them
no,
all shit the bed in the first
what
quarter?
If. I'm not doing a what if.
Well, then let's not talk about you missed a week. We don't need to what if. We're
that
score
means
would
I
we don't need
more,
to talk
I
about
would
it.
Have more points.
We don't have to what if it.
That's the probability.
We don't have to
endless.
What if it.
No.
Chip,
no.
You know how you answer this question?
Yeah, let's do it.
You tell him, okay, if we average him out, then yeah. I get to drop my lowest point total week. Whatever yours is, and then that would decide the factor.
Okay, I'll let you do that, Chip. You take out your lowest point game, your lowest point week, and then we're good to go, and we'll see what the scores
yeah,
are. Yeah,
I already have you by. Did you do that? I have you by what? Almost 100 and
no?
120.
Okay, pull it. Pull one out.
So, pull so if week. I pull out my lowest week,
yeah, we're
stop, dude. I'm
I still
done.
Got. I got a better chance now,
dude.
Yeah.
Stop with the pulling out shit in front of these two. I mean, this is
like, drop your lowest score.
Fucking children over here.
Drop your lowest score.
Drop my lowest score. Which
drop
is,
your lowest
I think
score.
Was 75
puts
something.
Me in first place.
What?
It does.
Me in first place.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
We've
how
been
do
through
you
this.
Figure?
No, it's Bo not. And I have been through this before. He's in the lead
I'm
when you pull
dude,
one out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Before you guys do this, because you guys are out there
I win.
Right now.
I win the
push,
game.
Do the math.
I win.
What's your lowest score? What's your lowest
listen,
score?
Listen,
what's your lowest score?
Yeah, what's your lowest score?
My
what
lowest score?
Tell us, yeah, share.
I'm pulling
how many
it
times
up.
Have you scored 80? You've scored 80 like six times.
My
trash.
Lowest score is 87-32.
So that gives me like, it's like a 25-point lead I got
no,
right
it
now.
Doesn't. If I you have you by 60.
All right.
So, right, so do
80,
the math.
Yeah, but you're saying you have to average. You have to take an average.
No,
of your
we're just
no,
saying
no, no,
you have
saying
to pull one
drop,
game
you,
out
you
like
drop,
we did. We missed a game.
And you drop
you pull a game. You drop your
oh, so
game.
You're
sa-
so
no.
then you're saying
we
you
got your ass. We got
okay,
you.
Okay, so if I beat you by more than 30 points.
Yeah, there you go.
Or if I beat you by.
That's
no,
it.
Excuse me.
Yes.
If I beat you by 90 or no.
30 points, man. You're good.
Yeah, 30 points.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's his score? What's his score?
Yo, Chip's actually in fourth.
His score
that's
is.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Chip's in fourth place.
Right?
No, we can't be in fourth place.
No.
Yeah.
Chip Biden.
I'm in 2055.
What? That's yours? Yeah. 2,055.
And he's at 19.
Divided by 16 95. Games. You'd be at 128.4, right? That's 16 games. That's not counting next week's game.
Okay.
And what's Bo at?
1,995
divided by, but that's not fair. Hold on. Well, by 15 games, he'd be at 133. He's, okay. But listen.
Higher average.
But listen, you're one game less.
Yeah.
No, that was so, you just did 15. On, you did 16 on. For him and 15 for me.
So
do 16 on. For you now.
Why? I don't play 16 games. I
that's
play 15.
The thing. You have less games, so of course your average is going to be higher. Is what he's saying, which is true.
That's why you
can't just pull. Just take a game out.
You would.
Okay.
You would, no.
See what
the only way would be for it won't even. It wouldn't even count. It would have to be the same week that he missed.
No. Then
take that game out.
What it boils
out,
down
then.
To, dog. Let's be realistic. Is I have more points than he does.
You didn't forget to put your lineup in.
I'm winning.
Yeah, and you didn't forget to put your lineup
That's
in.
That's the bottom line.
It's not that I didn't forget.
A 0 to 10 on my performance.
I did.
I'm at a 10.
I did warn him to put
FanDuel
his team
didn't
in.
Some little tuck tuck.
I send out texts every time.
Yeah,
I'm
you
kick
sent
your guys' ass.
You
I'm
sent out a text
this.
To that cab driver that stole my phone, too, didn't you?
We were at Dante's in Key West, and I told him, I go, hey, did you set your FanDuel lineup? No, I'm going
to
do it in
the
morning.
Because you got injuries and stuff that has happened before.
I set mine like Thursday, maybe Friday, and tinker with it.
Mine
game.
Is set already, and I'll tinker with it the whole week until I read stories. About
and that's why you're in last place.
Yeah. I don't see it that way. Either way, whosever account gets the money at the end of the day, I guess.
Oh, shit.
It's not about the freaking money, man.
Well,
who cares about the $5 or the $90?
Here's
bucks
what I'm
the
willing
year.
To
it's
admit.
About bragging
the
rights.
Last 2 weeks, I have sucked ass on my picks because all my guys keep falling out. Questionable return, and I have lost every dollar I have in my FanDuel account. So I need to replenish it with these winners.
But
yeah,
you're
I'm
still,
down to 90
yeah,
cents.
But you're still in the, you're still in the lead, though.
I need to replenish.
I'm still floating around in that $40, $50 range.
I honestly don't think there's a way I can win this, boys. Fuck, man.
I have been
no,
losing.
There's
I
not a way
losing.
For you to win.
Oh, God.
Just get Chip's
up.
Account blocked out so he can't create a lineup.
Man, that
and
that
he just goes nil.
Commissioner.
That's what we'll see, but well, he's saying he doesn't need that game, right?
No,
I mean,
no, but we did agree
oh,
upon
it.
We did agree
damn
upon
damn well,
this.
Right, he needs
whoever,
that shit.
Whoever wins gets to change the name of the FanDuel
yes,
league.
Right now it's Championship League.
Oh, so God. Are you going to go Championship League 3?
No, I'll probably change it up to...
Chip is the best?
No, probably maybe Chiptastic.
Chip needs an extra week?
I don't know. It would be real interesting how you could find the average of both scores if you were to delete yours. You get the average of his, but then he has to delete one too.
Exactly.
Why would but I? Still, that means I would delete two.
Because
that doesn't even make sense.
Because you don't know what you would have scored.
Yeah, you don't know what you would have scored.
You're just talking about deleting games on.
Let's
you,
see.
Though.
What if? What if? How about this? What if?
No, there is
so
no
you're lowest. Yeah. You're again. You were the low. You were 74.3. Was your lowest?
That's pretty shitty, man. I get it.
Yeah, and you had one.
You would have four.
You had four.
I get it, but I'm still only 60 points down for you, even though I scored that low. Like that's just
no. His lowest is zero. You got to take that.
Oh yeah,
you got to take the miss out on it. That's it. His
60 points, man. You think 60 points? I'm not going to score 60 points in 1 week,
right, dude? We took zeros that day.
Yeah, but I would have to score zero if you scored 60. That's not going to happen.
No. It's not because say okay, my week I didn't fill out a lineup.
Okay.
Put my lowest score in there, and I'm in first place, is what I'm saying.
So what? But what if
well,
you had scored less?
Saying.
What if you had got? What if you had gotten 68? What if you had tied somebody else's low scores?
See, that's no. where that's
you don't
where,
know.
Yeah,
what if six
I'm
of your players
saying,
went questionable like
I'm
mine
just saying,
did?
It just makes it. It just makes it look like I.
Then he
like,
would have got an 87, right, and still won.
That's all I'm saying.
No. Listen,
my lowest score that I've scored. If you plug that into my missing week,
I
take the lead.
He is right.
That's all I'm saying. That's how trash your lineups have been.
This shit's gotten bad.
You're such a dick.
Oh, shit.
Listen, they may be bad, but I'm still fucking 60 points up, bro, so that's all
matters. We get that.
Right. But
so, okay, let's just say
one.
You got in the 74, so you'd be up four. You're saying you'd be up 14 right
that,
now.
Yeah.
So I need to beat you by more than 15.
But no, we're just using like that number. I would say like a good 20 at least.
You see what I'm saying? Why not go? I think I was going to get 180 that week. I was probably going to win the million. Yeah.
Just don't score an 87 again, all right?
No.
Yeah.
At least break 100.
Yeah, at least
next
fucking
time.
Do something with your life.
I have no control over it.
Listen, pit not the parade.
You can't.
Palace.
How can you do it for the playoffs?
I mean, it's still you pick players from the teams.
But they play on Saturday and Sunday.
They just do Saturday, flex, Sunday, and that's
it. They do
it.
Like the flex games, how they have like the five picks or something, because it's just the two games.
You can't have more than four players from just like
but
every
there's
one,
two games,
on
Saturday,
team.
Sunday, and Monday now. You guys got to forget, don't remember that. Or don't
oh,
forget
yeah,
that.
That's right.
Oh, there is a Monday.
Two
game.
Saturday,
yes.
Two Sunday,
oh.
And then one Monday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wild Monday. Card weekend.
Yeah, I hope we don't get the Monday. I want Saturday.
Oh,
I want
any game.
I want
I'm
Saturday.
I'm ready to go.
We already got tickets.
Do you? Did you guys already get them?
Did you get yours?
No, because you guys didn't think about me.
You can go to the Panthers game if you want.
I'm disappointed the playoffs aren't in this. I say we
big game.
Let's parlay all the money there, championship.
What?
What? All the money in my FanDuel account?
No, let's parlay the money from this championship league into the finals.
You know what? The Bengals won the North. They were 2,000-1 odds.
Really?
This year. Ooh, winning the North.
I'm telling you,
it's worth $100. It's worth a couple hundred right there.
I'm making $250,000 off of $100 off of Tiger Woods' kid. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Oh, you
Tiger
did put
Woods
that bet
kid?
In?
Really?
Oh, right. Damn, I
well,
should
at least
do that too.
You know what? I need to ask him if he actually did that.
John Daly's kid's gonna be good too.
I need to
yeah,
do that
ask
too.
Him if he really did that.
What is this nonsense you guys are talking about,
dude? There's a bet on in Vegas or something like that. If Tiger Woods' son becomes
a
pro
or
wins a master by 25.
A master just becomes a pro.
No, wins a majors tournament.
A PGA, pro. Yeah.
I was going to say a master, it's like.
By 25. Yeah, and
a master
like,
would be hard. A PGA.
It's like putting down $100.
A major
like
event, probably.
2001 is like $250,000 winnings or something like that. It's crazy.
Who knows?
I don't understand why that's so.
Guy could go to high school, find out some pills, and next thing you know, he's in an alley like it's there.
He can still win.
Come on.
Come on. Let's not go there.
Them sex problems running the family, huh?
Let's not go there.
Oh, that's so mean. It's Tiger.
Yeah. Anything could happen. I mean, it's a gamble. It's definitely a gamble.
It's worth $100.
They got to keep that kid sheltered, and then I'll throw the bed in there.
Yeah.
So. Like I said,
yeah,
no
we get it, dude.
I'm not
you're
even
winning.
Talking about FanDuel
it's
anymore.
The points.
I was talking about the picks. I'm
yeah,
still winning.
Let's do the picks. Yeah, okay. I mean, even though we didn't plug them in yet,
I'm gonna plug them in. But you know, I'm winning. You and I only had like 2 weeks. We had like two or three games different. I was already beating you by eight.
I remember that 1 week we caught you. You had like seven extra wins out of nowhere,
dude. You need to stop.
And the ruling is
you're gonna make all these people think I'm a liar.
That's where the name Chip Biden came from when you started altering numbers,
you did.
Man.
1 week you literally did.
No,
and it was
wouldn't
yours?
It be you guys are
no,
more the liberals
your
in this
numbers.
Thing when you guys think that you hear something or you See, interpret something.
This is typical liberal.
You
can't
your
have
numbers
a conversation.
Came out to be,
you have to jump to
your
an
numbers
argument.
Came out, Chip, to be accidentally higher, and those were accidentally lower. That's just
taking,
really
I'm taking my money,
big coincidence,
which
man.
Happens to be a mixture of all of your. Dogs, I'm giving him his back. You two?
No, he's giving dogs money back.
Damn right.
Why?
Wow.
Because he's the only one that was responsible going. Enough, one, to make sure he was in every week so we don't have this fucking conversation.
Oh, shit.
And then two, I like dog.
He just doesn't like us. Didn't you just call him Slim Kitty last week?
That's when he was calling me Chip Biden.
I didn't.
And then he said Chip Pelosi or something.
You made up the name Slim Kitty. I just went with it.
I said Chip Clinton.
Chip Clinton,
that's what it was.
You're deleting stuff.
Yeah.
I got these deleting emails over here. All
right, pitting up the ballast.
I love it.
Okay. Anything else going on? Hey, tell me something good about the Rays. I mean, isn't fucking spring training right around the corner?
There ain't no baseball going on right now, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
Lockout.
Damn.
But there is talks about stadium progression. Just
where now? Where are they talking now?
Ybor.
Oh, that's stupid.
Raybor.
Even worse.
They can call it Raybor. No, somewhere, I don't know, somewhere over there, just...
Why wouldn't they put it right where the Derby track
Ybor
is,
City,
bro?
Is like a made-up thing? Is there the
Derby's going
to
turn
that?
Into
man,
a
man, you got...
That's the perfect fucking spot for...
No.
The,
Derby?
Yes, it's right there. Yeah, where Tampa's right there, St. Pete's right there.
Chip, I've been driving a lot, and honestly, to think about it, just get some people out of here. Just there's too many people on
no,
the roads.
There is, but the Rays aren't going to get that many people out of here. Sorry, yeah. I hate to say that. But.
Yeah, no, I think it.
Yeah, the Rays aren't bringing those people here either.
I mean,
they,
yeah,
no,
our city,
obviously,
our city's gonna get flooded here in a little bit.
It already is.
No, it's gonna start going.
When
it's
all
not
these,
even
when all
affordable
these projects
here
go up for sale now, and people can actually close on and move in,
it's
gonna
a joke,
be ridiculous.
Man.
It's gonna start going up. Up and up. And
the
up
projects
up.
That are going on down, I mean, even down to, I mean, sewer projects, everything's having to be upgraded because of all this influx. It's ridiculous, bro. Yeah. It's not the same St. Pete I grew up in.
Nope. Did you hear about
China? I'm moving to Atlanta.
Aside of sports.
See?
Already has another house in Atlanta.
Pretty crazy about China creating their own sun.
China creating. Man, somebody told me today, I'm not going to put this person on blast, but someone told me today that the Chinese president is like, or somebody over there, is in some hot water right now because they're hearing something about like the new variant of this disease is making people bleed from their eyes. Have you heard about this shit?
No, but way to go cut off my story.
Sorry, bro.
The variant bleeding from the eyes?
Yeah.
From the eyes.
Yeah, dude.
Come on. Now it's getting apocalyptic now.
You sure you were watching X-Files last night?
This was told to me. I promise you.
Wow.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
This sounds so fucking liberal right now.
Maybe it's in relation to what I was saying before I was, you know.
Rudely interrupted.
They created a sun. You know how hot the sun burns?
Yes.
How hot?
It's fucking retardedly
That's
hot,
not
course.
What I was looking for. I'm asking for a specific degree
like a
of temperature.
Gazillion degrees or something
it's,
like that.
It's, you can say the number.
What is it?
15 million degrees.
It's higher than that. It's
Look,
hotter than
Google
that.
Google it right now.
All right, fine.
I just heard this today. I wouldn't make this up. So anyway, so then I guess China, they created their own source of energy, which puts like plasma and stuff together that creates it up and makes it up to 70 million degrees in temperature. Said it burnt for 20 minutes and it's supposed to create their own renewable source of energy.
Really?
Yeah, but
isn't that scary
so
to like
right
blow up our Earth, putting something
that's
in
what,
our
that's,
atmosphere
there
that's
is a
17
possibility,
million
yeah.
degrees?
That's the thing right there. It's like, okay, so you're doing this. But
sun's surface temperature is 57.5778K. So 5778K, that's
Kelvin?
No, that's 5, but that's 50. What's 5700 Kelvin? So what?
15 million degrees.
Kelvin.
Simon, Theodore, Alvin.
All right, here we go. I had to do a Kelvin Fahrenheit. So it's 9,900 degrees.
9,900?
That's what it says.
Why don't you get the lightning game on?
5,778K.
From the sun?
Why don't you get the lightning game on?
990
degrees? 9,940
degrees. There's no...
That's what it says.
Way hotter than that. There's no way. It's almost that hot in July in Florida. Right. Fuck out of here.
1 Kelvin is only equal to negative 457 degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't even know what that means, man. What's, just take my word for
so
it.
So maybe it's Celsius. It's
10,000 degrees
what thinking,
Fahrenheit.
Bro.
What are you guys trying to get at? Chinese,
it says right here,
10,000
degrees Fahrenheit or 5,600 degrees Celsius is the temperature of the sun. 10,000 degrees
so this,
Fahrenheit.
I don't know where you came up with 15 million. But either way, this place created something that's as hot as the sun.
Yeah. Look
here
it
in our atmosphere.
Yeah, over there.
That don't make no sense to me.
No, I don't know.
I don't get what you're saying. The Chinese made a sun.
They're trying to create their own source of energy.
Stand corrected. Hold on. At the very center of the sun, it reaches 27 million Fahrenheit.
So at the center.
At the center, or 15
That's how hot
million
the average
Celsius.
Would be around
See?
15 million.
15, and what the did I say? And you told me, yeah.
I mean, I just proved you right.
No, what he's saying, though, is the sun, center of the sun, is 27 million, right? And then he's saying that China came up with something that 70. Burned at 70. So triple this shit.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they even create this without burning the surroundings
saw,
is what
you
I'm
guys can
wondering.
Look it up. Just type in China's new sun. I don't know.
Oh, it's on the internet. It's got to be
shit.
True.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my
if
God.
It's on, if it's on Google, it's true.
It was on Florida
I build
Man
websites.
Radio.
I can tell you.
I don't listen. I listen legit. To talk. You know what? If you guys listen to talk radio nowadays, I'm telling you, you would be surprised.
No, listen. Listen to the Google. Listen radio. To the Google autofill right now. As an SEO expert here, you start typing in China right now. Anybody out there, and it will autofill artificial sun as the most popular search going on right now.
Really?
Yeah. Go to your Google browser See? And type in China. And watch it start to populate artificial sun. I didn't
See?
Have to type
because
that
it
shit
comes
in.
From China.
But the bigger thing is, what if China cuts off the Tesla supply? That's like
I
40% of Tesla, man. Tesla will really sink then.
Because it comes
do.
From China.
Have you ever tried to call
Tesla?
Tesla
stock.
Have you ever tried
Tesla
to call
Tesla stock right now? Like 1,100.
I
heard they jumped up the other day.
Yeah, it's
up
like 1,100.
$43 a share yesterday.
Yeah, it's up to like almost 1,200. Lightning are up 4.2. Okay.
About time.
Yeah, well, they're on a three-game
Yeah, it's been brutal.
Skid.
Man, that ringer of a goalie we brought in when our two guys had COVID, he was just really good. 13 goals in two games.
Yeah that's all. Just boot him out of town.
All right, so I see the Bucks going to the playoffs. Obviously, we see the Lightning. I'm thinking I'm feeling pretty good about their end of the season coming right around the corner.
Playoffs next weekend. Mm-hmm. Big
Sunday.
This
Sunday
weekend.
Is determining everything.
You see they moved the game to 4:30, right? They flexed it.
Our game did?
Yep.
Did they?
What do you
Panther game?
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah, so don't sit over there all
you
like,
just found,
high and mighty.
You just found out, though.
Yeah, but you found out because he told you.
We should. Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, I got you guys when I told you Edelman signed with the Bucks.
You didn't get nobody.
Yeah, you believed it. You know you did.
Sure.
Edelman and Brady have beef right now, apparently. I think it's because he lured Antonio Brown down here instead of Edelman.
We don't need nobody. I don't want to
Okay, well, let's look at our receiving core right now.
It doesn't matter. Brady's done it with less. You have Gronk. You have Evans. You're going to get Fournette back. You still have
Howard.
You still have Howard. You have Brate. Tyler Johnson. You have players. You got Scotty Miller. And
yeah, I want to see Brate on the field a
lot
more.
You're going to see Brate. You're going to see some Brate. You're going to have to see everything. You're going to have to see a lot of designs. I mean, it's going to have to happen.
You still got
Gio coming back. You got to do with what you have
I'll
all
tell
season.
You what, I'm a little excited about Le'Veon Bell playing in this kind of offense.
We'll see, man.
I think they could have him set up at put two backs, running backs in there.
I'd love to see a two back set.
A little
swing
G,
one out.
Little
you have one
level.
Block. You have one mm-hmm. block, and you swing one out for a screen.
Nah,
chip away.
Le'Veon and Gio.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
I just hope we get the Eagles.
That's
first
a strong
first
finish
round.
To a game.
Get the Eagles first round, that we at least go to the divisional and get another home game.
Oh,
if
man,
I
want all our playoffs. I want us to be up by 21 and then just start watching us
big
run the 49er ball.
Fans.
I want to see that every time.
49ers have to win.
The only game that I'd be worried about for us.
Green Bay on this side, NFC side.
No, it'd be going out to L.A.
Fuck that.
For the Super Bowl.
We're going to L.A. anyways for the Super Bowl.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think going out to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
For the NFC championship game.
And just staying out there for 2 weeks?
I think that would it'll kind of fuck you.
I don't. I think we'd be okay. Like you guys just told me, everything's good. Everybody's good.
Pending like checking the world records. I mean, that shit's legit, man, by the way.
What?
With China. It looks like that's legit, man. It set a world record.
That's crazy.
Right? 126 million degrees Fahrenheit burned for 17 minutes. That was
126?
126 million degrees Fahrenheit for more than 17 minutes. And they held the previous world record at 101 seconds. So
what are they burning at that temperature? Hydrogen. Aren't they fusing it with plutonium or plasma or something?
Nuclear fusion. So they're bouncing back hydrogen atoms to form helium, and then
that's not a good thing.
No, I mean if it gets loose, we're all in trouble.
Yeah,
I mean shit,
big time.
I don't even know.
You know, I think we're about due for a good restart. Just give me a couple more years, and I'll be satisfied with another restart.
I think there's a point of like why we're not doing this in the United States is because of how dangerous it would be.
Yeah,
playing with
sense.
A big nuclear bomb.
We have natural energy that we could use for the rest of our lives, and we just don't.
Scary what other countries are doing. Yeah, it's really scary.
The whatchamacallit fell at the Eagles and Washington game. The railing.
Yeah, and they put it back up with zip ties. That stadium's a piece of shit.
What, the stadium falling apart?
Yeah, there's a bunch of Eagles fans celebrating when the quarterback was walking in, and there's like six of them that all fell off the thing.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's what you get. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Huh. It's got to be embarrassing for them.
Huh. All right, guys. You guys got anything else we want to talk about today?
Are we going to do our picks for this weekend?
Yeah, are we just going to skip our picks?
No,
yeah.
What you're going to do is you're going to send them to me so I can update.
Oh, here we go. Let's all mail in our picks.
He's got to alter them up.
Come on,
he's got to doctor
really?
Them a little bit.
Again?
Got to chip Clinton.
Do you want us to send them at 3 a.m.?
3 a.m.
Send me your picks. I'll be updating the picks, and we'll be reviewing. If you guys would like, we can review the whole.
You guys remember
whole fucking season?
Damn,
go through them all again.
Well, we damn near have like a
count
month
them all
to
together.
Hey,
now.
Hey, can we have a moment of silence for Betty White?
Yeah, Betty White. Actually, she was one of my favorites.
She used to be hot.
Dang, man.
I mean, that's what you're gonna say in our moment of silence.
I know. That's just thank you for being a friend.
Great gal. Are we not going to talk about the playoff games, the college games? Georgia, Bama, national championship game. Guess we don't talk sports around here.
Well, talk about anything you want, bud. Bring it up.
I just did.
It wasn't impressive. I've seen better.
I'm about to take my shirt off and leave.
I've seen better.
AB. Play that song again, dude.
Yeah.
I'm at the pity.
Yeah, there you go. Play a song out and get us out of this.
Oh, damn, yeah. Betty White had a badunkadunk. back in the day.
Oh, God, he looked up Betty White in her younger years.
Nice, dude. I told you she used to be hot back in the day.
Yeah, dude. I mean, check it out. She's sitting here with a picture, and look at the punk-a-dunk.
Dude, she used to
be
hot.
You can see it from there.
She used to be hot.
There's a reason why they called her Betty White.
Because she was white?
Yeah, and her name was Betty.
I mean, she's...
That's why they called her Betty White.
All right.
What about that song, Black Betty? Oh, Black Betty.
That's her evil sister.
What's that?
So I guess through this episode, we kind of, you know, organically, we already did our what if. Because like you're saying, what if I hadn't missed a week? What if? So that's already done. So we've already
done. What if we took one of your shitty weeks?
What if we took one of my shitty weeks and dropped them off? Which is still better than your shitty
weeks. The very many shitty weeks? No, they're not.
Yeah, dude, I have the highest of the low scores.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think if we average it out, I think
you guys all scored in the 70s at one point. I never did.
Dude, the funny thing is I never finished last or first. I finished right there.
You finished first once?
I think twice now, but yeah. I usually finish in second or third every time.
God, people are so tired of hearing this, but I mean, geez, have I won the most though?
No,
I think I have. I mean, I get in the points, but I think I've won the most.
Listen,
Sundays,
I want you to go home and tell your wife, hey, guess what, honey? I'm going to win the tournament because I'm figuring out the numbers. Even though the money's going in Chip's account, I still won. So I'm the winner. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take you to dinner at McDonald's.
McDonald's?
I mean, do something, bro.
Jeez, I'll do my best, man. Maybe a happy meal.
Unreal.
Do you have anything else to say?
I'm good.
Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I got a lot.
We're here.
You guys want
nothing?
You guys want to talk about college football?
No.
No, man.
Who could?
I don't want the Gators do anything. Not really.
Wake Forest.
Yeah. Anything for you over there?
No, man.
All right. Happy New Year's, boys.
So where we're gonna? What? Do we have anything for the audience? Like, are we gonna like tell them like how to get a hold of us? Are we gonna
or offer them something we're never gonna give them? Promise them this giveaway that never comes?
Or like,
bullshit.
You guys didn't promote nothing.
Dude, you guys go out of town. You guys catch these little flus. You guys go out of town. I'm the only one that doesn't go out of town. Damn it. All you guys go
proud of it.
I'm ready to come here.
Dog, if they want to get a hold of us, how would they do it, man?
Definitely hit us up on Instagram or Twitter or just hit the studio lineup. Someone will get it at 844-542-411 or just text it at 727-388-1644.
Make sure you do that shit at like 3 in the morning.
Hopefully. Yeah, no.
We'll be live at 3 a.m. tomorrow.
We should text our pics into the studio line.
Yeah, that's what should be required. Or use your email since you guys don't do any of that crap.
I do. I follow all rules.
I have enough emails.
I follow all rules.
Okay.
But we'll be on next week, right?
We'll be on next week.
All right.
Same time, same location.
13-4 we're going.
I called that record, too, if I'm not mistaken.
No, dude, I called that record.
No,
you called 17-0.
So what? I probably did.
Yeah, I was the one who said...
No, you said like...
I said 12-4.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Yeah, 12-4.
Thank you.
12-4.
You said 15-2. And you were generous with that one. I said 13-4.
I said 12-5,
I said
12.
Actually. I said... Huh? No, you didn't.
Okay.
Let's go back and
play
listen.
Play the tape.
Yeah, exactly. This is the best part of this.
Play the tape.
Play the
We're
tape.
Out.
All right, crew.
We out.
Take it like a fan.
He didn't even have you on, Chip.